Okay, Larry. We're in the jalopy. We're going to pull up to this haunted house now.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I thought you were going to dress up.
I did.
Oh,
no Cosby.
Okay. Right. Do you like my costume?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It's wonderful. All right, lock the thing. All right. Poor old thing. Here we go. All right, let's go up to the gate now. You brought your pick, right?
I did.
Okay. Oh, good. You got it unlocked already.
Look at me go.
Right. I know.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Candy. We're going to go up. Right. We're going to go up here, and if they don't.
Excuse me.
If they don't. Come to the door after we knock on it the first time. We're going to leave this big bag of poop there on the doorstep, and we'll set it on fire. All right, I'm going to poop in the bag now.
Lord, you're in a hurry, big fatty poop. Oh,
okay.
Ooh, right, you're holding the bag, not me.
All right, let's go on up here. All right, it's your turn now.
Oh, no, big fatty, I can't.
Thank you. Okay. All right, you ready to go up to the door?
I guess.
Okay. All right. Lord.
Do you think I look good as Rod Roddy? No.
I love the Rod Roddy.
Thank you.
And by Rod Roddy, I mean death. All right, here we go. Oh Lord.
Big fatty.
I'm exhausted. I need to sit in this rocking chair.
Sit right there. It's okay. It's kind of dirty, but. Okay, Big Fatty. You ready?
You ready? I want you to knock on the door now. Okay. Remember, if they don't come, then you'll set the bag on fire.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Knock on the door.
I did.
Here we go. Set it on fire. Set it on fire.
Gotta go.
All right, here we go. All right, now knock again. Oh, there we go.
Okay, Ryan.
All right, let's back up over here and let's see what comes to the door. Oh, Lord, it's opening.
I feel like I'm doing
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Big Fatty.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is. Oh, my God. That is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. Someone left me a bag of candy here at the door. Oh, and it's chocolate. I just love the chocolate. Gosh, and it's melted. Somebody's warmed it up for me. Gosh, I just love the melted chocolate. Come on, let's have some chocolate now. All right now. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Oh, Lord. Trick or treat, everybody.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh, well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, October 31st, 2022, in the haunted year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your spooky host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R...
And joined by today, as always, the one who terrifies all the children without a costume.
Here.
Oh. The one who shits his pants while he's handing out candy.
Okay.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi, boo.
Boo to you.
Boo to you too, boo.
Oh, my goodness, so, y'all. Did you like that little
that
intro?
That was memory lane.
Oh, y'all, that was from October 31st, 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 years ago today, that little skitette aired.
Well, may I just say that if that skitette is any indication of how this show is going to go, I didn't hear it, so it's...
Whatever. Y'all, the skitette... we just inserted it. Now, Big Fatty did listen to it because there was talk of re-recording it.
No. No.
It's but changing like the end.
It's like colorizing an I Love Lucy show. You know, It's just, all you're going to do is make the old gal mad.
Right. Well, there was talk of changing it to a little See's Candy joke instead of
Have you been to the See's Candies to check out the Halloween collection?
Ooh, someone's ringing.
Excuse me, I've got a call from Olive. I'll have to call him back in a few minutes.
Oh dear Lord, I have not been to the See's Candies to check out their Dr. Stone collection, but
yes.
But is that to say that there's something good this time of year?
I don't know. I'm sure they're sold out in Walnut Hills.
Right,
but,
right. They're local.
Let's just see. I'll go over there right now. See's Candies. Let's just see. Oh, they've got a little, don't allow. I don't want them to see.
Mm-mm.
See's Candies.
No.
Shop
no,
online.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
and,
no.
Okay. Let's just go up here to Halloween. Oh, this is a special page of Halloween. They've got dark chocolate balls.
Ooh.
They've got dark.
Speaking of Joe and
coffee,
Dallas.
Scotch mallows, orange twists, dark peanut crunch.
Mmm.
Licorice medallions. Gross.
Yum.
Peanut butter toffee bites. And then they've got a spooky, sweet and spooky gift. Happy Halloween nuts and chews.
Oh.
And the peanut brittle.
Oh, I do not like the peanut brittle. I mean,
oh, I
cannot stand
brittle.
It
Excuse
is.
Excuse me, they've also got a fabulous friends box and some milk chocolate ghost.
Well, I would assume
Were you aware that there is a signature See's Candy tray?
No, but speaking of trays, I think it's time that we get to the important stuff.
Yeah, let's get to the important stuff. Oh?
Y'all.
Oh?
As you know, we're recording this on the day before, because, we record a little early. The day before
right.
Halloween.
Well, we've got to be ready to hand out the candies.
That's
on,
true.
Gay Grandma.
Now, as some of you may know, if I pop by the villa on the Halloweeny,
I
come bearing a nugget platter.
Hello.
So, I am currently in the process of ordering the nugget platter live on the little show.
But we fat queens of Orion. Okay.
But there's an important question.
Uh-huh. Medium or large?
No, I've already got the medium ordered. It serves 18, so I hope that's enough for the three of us.
Is this, are we having to choose our sauces?
It's exactly. Okay. So here are our choices. And y'all, we are not, or I am not ordering this from the Chick-fil-A. Because I don't want to ever say those words on the air, because you'll roast me. Y'all, I'm ordering this from the Pooplix, and but I got to order today, because you got to order the day before.
24 hours in advance.
It turns out not 24 hours, but the day before, I thought it was 24 hours, which is why I had already started ordering this.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got to the question about the sauce, and I couldn't decide. So here are our options. Barbecue,
mm-hmm.
blue cheese dressing,
mm.
buffalo,
mm-hmm.
garlic parmesan,
mm-hmm.
honey mustard,
mm-hmm.
ranch,
mm-hmm.
spicy gold, or sweet home sriracha.
Sweet Home Alabama?
Right.
Did you
I was
get
not
only
prepared.
One?
Only one, and it apparently is a half gallon because the sauces are the garlic parm is 1,800 calories. I'm assuming y'all that might just be one packet because this is the Von's East nugget platter. So,
well, I would. I know you probably want the garlic parm.
That would be one of my choices. Yes.
You know what? Why don't you leave this up to the jar? Because I know this is going to be his first.
Oh,
gay crema at the villa.
right. Well, I'll see him in a few minutes, so I'll leave it up to him. So
he's going to what?
I said I'll see him in a few minutes, so I'll leave it up to him.
He came back came back
a day early.
Okay, well, there you go.
At one point, he was coming back 3 days early, but I convinced him to stick it out and try to enjoy himself. But y'all, he's back as we record this. He's home. Y'all, I had a busy week. So well, I'll report back next week on the sauce.
Yes, and but, I've got, you know, blue cheese would have been my choice, but... I've got blue cheese dressing here,
right.
So that's
I would see, and I would have chosen the spicy gold, actually.
I don't know what that is.
Well, me either, but that's probably why I would have chosen. It's a big decision.
Old people can't eat real spicy stuff.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway.
So y'all, but the jar came back early, but I spent the week, well, first of all, we recorded early last week, went and saw Father Hat. Y'all, he's not doing so great, and I appreciate everyone's kind words. But y'all, he got in his mind that I was going to take the 1952 Chevrolet red truck out for a spin.
Oh, yeah. Y'all,
it was...
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
And I did. Y'all, we had to drive it to the gas station. He was like, we're going to put it up to store it for the winter. And so you, of course, want to do that with a full tank of gas so that it doesn't... there's not as much condensation in the tank.
Right. But, and the Vaders are known for being full of gas.
Right. Right. But y'all, we get to the gas station, which was a mortifying drive. I mean, no seat belts, of course. We're, you know, you're driving it and your hands are twisted off center and whatever.
Is the gear shift on the steering column?
I thought it was, but it's not. It's in the floor, which was good. It was a 4-speed in the floor or 5-speed in the floor. So I know how to drive. So. Although the clutch was basically in my left nipple, so that made it a little more difficult. But y'all, we get to the gas station. Of course, his credit card.
Because your nipples hang so low,
right?
I mean,
of course, his credit card.
You know, Joan Rivers used hers as the stopper in the bathtub.
Right.
Anyway.
We get to the gas station, and of course, his credit card. Conveniently, he doesn't know the PIN code or something to it, and it won't go through. So I have to buy the gas.
Oh, you had to use yours.
Right. Of course. Well, on the way there, I was like, "Did you even bring your wallet?" Oh, yes, I always have it. But y'all, he had to ride along, so we. Anyway, we did all that. We got it put up. But y'all, there was one moment where I said, if you continue this, I will bury you in this truck this week. So I'm going to need you to stop talking. Because y'all, it was like I was 12 years old learning how to drive all over again.
I'd be getting myself over if I were
you. You're a little close to the edge.
You're kind of close over here.
Sir,
you're getting kind of close to that car in front of you.
Sir, I just drove 145 miles here in 80 mile an hour bumper to bumper traffic, merging and using the median. But for God's sakes, I can't get us to the gas station. So that's how. So he sat quietly the rest of the time. Got that all done. Got back to Charleston's. But y'all, they put the jar in his car and he was off to a Halloween music festival. I don't really know what that is.
Yes.
But y'all, that meant I was in charge of Miss Prune.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. Miss Prune is very glad that the jar is back because she...
Oh, yes, I bet.
I was not satisfactory. I'm just going to tell you. Miss Prune, the kitty cat, she was like, I don't like the way you play with the feather on the stick. You're really good at snuggles, but I don't want to snuggle. I would like to play, and I want to chase you around the house, and you don't want that. And I was like, I absolutely don't. And then she was like, you know, I'm going to just bite your nose, which she did twice. It was a rough week with Miss Prune. And then she had an incident on the bed. So, y'all, I had to bring the jar's bedding home and watch all of it. Because I thought he was getting back late Monday night, of course. So I didn't want... Uh-huh. him to not be able to sleep in his bed, and I knew that even though he would love to sleep in my bed, not the night after he slept on the ground, actually in a hammock for five nights. So anyway, so I was trying to do all that
poor hammock.
But y'all, the jar is home. He's texted that he's back, and he was.
You didn't have to pick him up.
He drove. He drove his car.
Oh.
To Florida and back. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He has a car. Yeah, he drove his car.
Yeah, I thought he was flying for some reason.
No. He drove. So that's been my week.
The youngins, you know, that means nothing to them.
Right, right.
You know, they just get in the car and go until it stops.
Right, right, basically. Y'all, and so he, yeah, we're, Now, we're going to record, so we'll have a show for next Monday, but y'all, we're going to take the weekend or the Monday after that off. Mr. Vader and the Jar are going with some friends up to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to spend 4 or 5 days up there.
Are your friends Velements?
If you think a mint has to have sugar to taste cool and refreshing, then you haven't tried Velements. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away.
Velements took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Velements.
Try sugar-free Velements. You really taste the mint. In 3 refreshing flavors.
What? You know, I really love the flautist solo on that.
I know that you do. You'd probably learn to play the flute.
I know the Jar enjoys a good flautist as well.
He very much enjoys a good flautist.
Okay.
I don't know how you knew that. But, Big Fatty,
breaking news. Oh.
We got no response from young Nicholas. Now, we texted him last week during the show. It took him about 24 hours to get back to me.
You know, the young ones, they're always on their phones, and they never respond to you.
Right, exactly. So I said, Larry H. Vader here, just checking in. We'd like the young Nicholas update. So his reply was, I'm doing all right, still hurting, but not as much. And so I haven't replied back. So I'm going to reply to that now.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to do that right now. glad to hear it. We're all thinking of you in all caps because it's on. And so, yeah.
Okay.
So, done. All right.
Done.
Y'all, speaking of done.
Yes.
Let's do this. Speaking of done, I forgot what I was going to do. What was I going to do?
As was the LFC back in 2007, when 2004?
2007.
2007, that was right before the LFC
end.
Came to an end.
Mm-hmm. Screeching.
That was the last Skullaween.
let's do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Oh, wait, stop that. Stop. All right, because I hadn't been able to do this.
Oh, sorry, my pine scented candle. Because y'all, I've already moved to Christmas. We're there.
So has everybody else,
right? Mm-hmm.
No, I've got something for you. Because I didn't get a chance to play it, or actually I did, and I just fucking forgot.
Oh dear Lord! But you don't know how to do that so that I can hear it.
Well, I'm trying to. I'm trying to put it in the chat.
We are a professional audio podcast here. Oh, I think you might have to drop it in a specific place.
Okay.
Oh. So, while Big Fatty, should we just continue on with the segment and then come back to that segment while you're working
on
it?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So, everybody, let's do this.
Oh, you big fat
you just did
thing.
The same thing.
You're hamming it up. Hamming it up.
That's what I don't want you to play.
Okay, everybody. So, while Big Fatty's working on that, let's do this.
Well, hello. Porcupines.
We've
been waiting for you.
Jesus Christ, just texted to me.
Dead.
Ooh.
Or alive.
Oh, there it is.
All right, everyone. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. And, of course, I tell you the easy part, how you know them, because they're all very famous people. And then I tell you if they're dead or alive.
And it worked that time.
It did. It's cute.
Okay. It's cute. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Halloween.
Barbara Bel Geddes.
Barbara Geddes. Dead.
No. Barbara Bel Geddes.
Barbara Bel Geddes. Dead. Y'all.
And we would know her from?
Well, the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barbara Bel Geddes is indeed dead. Died in 2005. You know, that's 2 years before the last Skullaween. And she was Miss Ellie on Dallas.
Oh.
Jock JR. And she was replaced by actress Donna Reed later. Mm-hmm. So, how about that?
How about
all right.
it?
All right, so you got that wrong, or half of it anyway.
Right.
Michael Landon.
Michael Landon, dead. Highway to Heaven.
You know him from?
He was an actor. Highway to Heaven, my least favorite show on the planet.
I hated Highway to Heaven. What else was he in?
Little House on the Prairie.
That's okay. And what else was he in?
Jesus. A
I
lot can, of things.
I know. I know that Moose P and Archer. I've put Archer out of my brain after that very, very controversial episode he had.
Those ladies stink, he said. That's okay, Miss Bacon.
Bonanza used to come on Sunday nights.
Was he in Bonanza? Oh, he was in. Yeah, God, he was young in Bonanza.
Little Joe, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Not Dr. Joe, Little Joe. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Brian Piccolo.
Brian Piccolo. Dead, I guess.
Okay, and we would know him from?
Well, I don't know that he's nationally known, but here in Charleston, there's a music festival named after him. It's the Piccolo Spoleto Festival right here
in
town.
And they play,
it's all flautist solos. Mm-hmm.
A flautist solos, yes. Brian Piccolo is indeed dead. He was a running back for the Chicago Dub Bears, but he was the subject of the 1971 TV movie Brian's Song.
Okay.
Humph.
Can't say. All
right, have we got time for one more?
And one more only.
Okay, John Candy.
John Candy. Oh, he's dead. He was a comedian actor. Y'all, he was in all sorts of movies back in the day. I'm trying to think of one that I really enjoyed. I guess like Uncle Buck would have been one of those.
Uncle Buck was one. Mm-hmm. Planes, but, Trains, and Automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on SCETV. Not SCETV.
SCTV, yes.
SCTV.
Yes. Yeah, he was...
a lot of famous people born today. That Miss Jane Pauley, you know, she does the Sunday morning.
Ooh, yes.
Guru Nudie listens to that, watches that. Peter Jackson, you know who he is?
No.
Peter Jackson, he directed The Lord of the Rings. How about, since we're moving into the wintertime.
Thank goodness.
It's a flavorful time of the year. Vanilla Ice.
Oh, Rob Van Winkle himself.
Yes, Ice Baby.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know
it's a good
lots of.
It's a good thing we're moving into the winter season since it's going to be 82 most days this week, I think. So.
Yes. Yeah. This one I found a little creepy.
Okay.
Juliet... Gordon Lowe.
Juliet Gordon Lowe. I don't know that I know who she is.
Okay, well, he is dead.
Oh.
And he was the founder of the Girl Scouts of America in Sawanna, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
And he looks like a child molester.
Anyway, too easy. All right.
Anyway, all right.
Well, now... Maybe can we do it now? Can we do the deal?
I think we're all ready. I hope everybody's ready. You've been waiting on it.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up.
That's not it. You're
hamming it up with big.
You're playing the wrong one.
Oh, I didn't understand what that was. Okay, everybody. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
You know, this reminds me of like that.
Really didn't understand.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with big fat.
The nice thing about this version is they tightened it up. They took the time to add the Halloween effects and they tightened it up.
But you're hamming it up with big fatty.
Hamming it up with big fatty. Oh,
don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
All right. Wow. Well, I'd forgotten that existed. But y'all, I had no idea what was happening. I had no idea why I needed to wait. I thought it was just a voice letter. I was like, what is this? Anyway, y'all, we got a voice letter, so let's take a listen.
We did?
We did.
Wow. Okay.
Hello, this is Mrs. Lala Lauren. I never know how to start these messages for you.
Herbert Carter.
How are you? I'm eating a late lunch. I made a tuna salad. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
I am traveling to Europe pretty soon.
Oh.
And I'm very excited about that. Going to Paris and then going to Barcelona and Madrid.
Ooh.
I cannot wait to guzzle wine and eat all of the bread and cheese and pastries.
Well, that's what I'm doing later.
Is going on around here. I had a rental car fiasco. I already called into the Big Fatty show and talked about how Charlotte, North Carolina had no Chevrolet Reds or similar or any car at all.
Should have called Big Ed.
Orange hat, let me tell you. I put the hat on and I never took it off. I actually never took it off for the rest of the trip.
Nor should you.
And I went to Walmart and convinced that's how I got strep throat. My husband went everywhere else with me except to Walmart. And I'm the one who ended up with strep throat, and he went up, you know, got free. So anyway.
Did she say he got raped?
Much better trips in my future. I got no questions except. Is there any way you can tell us why you call the jar the jar? I think it's really adorable that you call his house the pantry. Like, that's so cute. Do you call him the jar because he's got pickles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, have a great remainder of October. Enjoy the little trick-or-treaties. And I hope you eat lots of candy. Okay, bye.
Bye, Miss Lauren.
Bye, Mrs.
Lauren. Yeah. Did she say her husband got raped?
I did not. I couldn't pick it out, but that was a little terrifying, I admit.
Yes.
Now, I do have, we don't have a lot of time, but Mrs. Lauren, I know you're a very innocent lady. You're very, you're very delicate. And I don't know your husband.
Wait till she gets to Paris.
Right. I don't know your husband, but... the jar has a pickle, not pickles, and that's right. Typically and how it works.
I'm assuming that Mr. La 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 Lauren does not have a gherkin.
Right. It's more of a Vlasic classic dill, I'm sure.
Well,
I don't know. You're right. I don't. Wait, but,
you're right. You don't know.
But only one of those still. So, but yes.
You don't know.
So that's my response to that voice letter. But thank you, Mrs. Lauren, for calling. Now, if you want to be cool like Mrs. Lauren, you can give us a call at 843-580-2178.
We've never had Bacon call this number, have we?
I was thinking about her a bunch this week. Y'all, she got a new job and she's all happy, but I don't think she listens to the little show.
Ooh.
I think it's just too much. I think it's just too much.
She's too busy checking out that Mixmaster Minus.
Well, y'all, I was watching some TikTok video over the weekend because, you know,
was it
I have
a Jeremiah one?
No, but I do watch all of those. But y'all, because the Jeremiah, y'all, a bunch of people have been dying lately. He had a lot to say this week about that. But but y'all, what was I going to say? Sorry, I got distracted by noticing this needed to happen. Whoopsie. But y'all, it was about cleaning an inflatable hot tub. And y'all, it did not have nice things to say about the people who own inflatable hot tubs.
Well,
so that's
you know, I think it's best that we reserve comment on that.
Right. Well, I don't.
Especially if they put too much chlorine in them.
Well, if you put any chlorine in your hot tub. Ooh.
Oh. So, by the way, Miss Lauren mentioned trick-or-treaters. Are you handing out the candy? Oh, no, you're going to be here.
I'll be there. I'll be watching you hand out
Miss
the candy.
Miss Lauren, you need to tell us what you and your...
Mr. La-la-la-la.
Right, maybe they're going to hand out pickles.
Ooh. You know, I would love it if there was a trick-or-treating where you just got pickles.
Well, maybe you and the jar can play trick-or-treat tonight and he can hand out... pickles.
That would be lovely.
Or a pickle.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Happy Skulloween, everyone!